The Buck Sexton Show.
Over 24 million people in the United States are addicted to either alcohol or drugs. It's a national epidemic, and it's killing more people than auto accidents each year. If you or a loved one are struggling with an addiction, what's your plan? Do you think it will just go away on its own? It won't. Are you embarrassed or ashamed to ask for help? Too many people are. Addiction is not a character flaw. It's a disease that, left untreated, destroys lives, families, and relationships. It will literally take everything from you. Get help. Get help now. Call the Addiction Advisor Helpline. Their advisors are there 24 hours a day to listen and provide guidance. The call is free and the service is free.
Call the Addiction Advisor at 800-278-9402. That's 800-278-9402. Again, 800-278-9402. That's 800-278-9402.
This is an issue that I get particularly angry about because I spent, as I've been, I tell you exactly what my jam was in the past, what my deal was, and I was CIA, CIA analyst, Iraq, Afghanistan, a little bit of Africa time too. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. And spent some time at the NYPD intelligence division. So I had interaction, obviously I was working in law enforcement, but also interaction with the prosecutorial side of things as well. And I was, that was really a moment of realization, sort of the recognition of, wow, this is how it goes, because prosecutors have so much power and the check on that power is really limited. The sanctions available, or the sanctions that can be used against prosecutors, are minimal, honestly. I mean, they have to pull a Nifong. They have to go full Nifong, who is the DA in the Duke LaCrosse rape hoax, who is just completely trying to sandbag those guys, just completely trying to stack the deck and you know, blank them over. You have to go to extreme lengths, and even then you're probably just facing loss of your job and maybe disbarment. Whereas, for example, for a civilian, for just a normal person, you and me, if we bring a false charge against somebody, that's considered very damaging. If we knowingly, if you lie and say that somebody, if you lie and say that somebody broke into your house and stole all your stuff or whatever, or if you lie in some other capacity and that person is arrested and such, there's a harm done to them. And so to knowingly lie and do that to somebody is a crime. It's filing a false report for you, for me. But for a district attorney, if they go rogue and they decide that they're going to use the law as a weapon, particularly as a weapon of politics, not a lot that's going to be done to them. And now we turn to the Scott Walker, John Doe investigation fiasco. A piece today in the Wall Street Journal entitled "Why I'm Filing a Civil Rights Lawsuit" by Cindy Archer. She's one of the targets of these John Doe investigations in the state of Wisconsin. Her subheading here is "Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm and his agents ransacked my house and ruined my career." Now, if you read that and you don't know much about the story, you think, well, was Miss Archer part of some sort of massive financial conspiracy? Was she a drug mule for the cartel? What was she doing? Oh, no, that's nothing. No, the answer to that question is nothing. She did nothing wrong. No criminal charges brought. And what was she even suspected of doing? Coordination, policy coordination between the governor and a PAC or something? Some sort of a First Amendment violation? The First Amendment protected us. Apparently not. Some sort of a campaign collusion violation? Let me read to you from her own account in this Wall Street Journal op-ed published today of what it's like to be targeted by a pro-union, leftist, progressive, Democrat district attorney in a state like Wisconsin. What is it like when the slime monster of the progressive left decides to come after you? "Nothing could have prepared me for waking up to the shouts of men with battering rams announcing that they were about to break down my door on that morning in 2011. It was so unexpected and frightening that I ran down from my bedroom without clothes on. Panicked by the threat and show of force, I was then humiliated as officers outside the window yelled at me to get dressed and open up. I quickly retrieved clothing and dressed as I unlocked the door. Agents with weapons weapons drawn, swarmed through every part of the house. They barged into the bathroom where my partner was showering. I was told to shut up and sit down. The officers rummaged through drawers, cabinets, and closets. Their aggressive assault on my home seemed more appropriate for a dangerous criminal, not a longtime public servant with no criminal history. After they left, I surveyed the damage. Drawers and closets had been ransacked. My deceased mother's belongings were strewn across the floor. Neighbors gathered in small clusters at the end of their driveways, and the press arrived in force. What prompted the raid? My guess, as an advisor to Governor Walker, I'd played a lead role in drafting and implementing public employee labor reforms that would propel him to the national stage. End quote. She knew. This was payback. This was union thug payback via the prosecutor's office, the district attorney, Chisholm, in Milwaukee. And as I have said to you before, this was not just about payback for Act 10 and for the unions, but this soon turned into Scott Walker, a rising star in the Republican Party, a current presidential candidate, was a target for the Democrats, was a target for prosecutors. This is part of their strategy, and it is stuff befitting the Soviet Politburo. This is the sort of thing they do now. The charges against Governor Rick Perry of Texas, completely preposterous. Criminal charges against him. The charges against Scott Walker that they were hoping to be able to bring but could find nothing. The investigation and hope for charges against Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. The complete annihilation of former governor and former presidential possibility, at least, Bob McDonnell of Virginia. They keep bringing these cases and either dramatically inflate any wrongdoing or find wrongdoing where none exists because the process is the punishment. All they have to do is find a way to put you into the machinery, drop you into the gears of the prosecutorial machine, where we know Democrats reign supreme, and they will find a way to hurt you. You've already been hurt. They will bleed you even if you've done nothing wrong. That's the point of all of this. And if you are just a regular person doing a job, trying to live your life, pay your mortgage, go to church, buy groceries, maybe go for a little stroll, I don't know, maybe do whatever it is you want to do in your free time when you're not working, trying to pay your bills, you can get crushed. And these progressive prosecutors like Chisholm, these leftists, these Obama supporters and Obama voters, obviously, these people who applaud the Supreme Court acting as a separate legislature, a sort of supreme government above the government, those same individuals, those same kinds of people sharing that ideology, they decide that it's time for payback and you are done. This editorial should be read by every honest, decent American in this country, and they should feel a queasy, disgusting surge in their stomach. This should make you want to vomit. Chisholm, the district attorney in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, should be disbarred. He should certainly lose his job and then be disbarred. And he should also face financial ruin for what he has done to this woman and to others, by the way. Why am I so certain? How did I know? And those of you listening to the show know that I've been on this from the very beginning. Thankfully, Kelly File over at Fox News and some other big national platforms have taken on this issue and have made this a case that now people are aware of. But in the very early stages, you had to try to get some local coverage of this from the ridiculous communist rags in the state of Wisconsin, right? Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or whatever it's called. You had to hope that some of them would cover this. And occasionally the Wall Street Journal would crack into this, and then a National Review got involved as well. But if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't even know about this. This is like the unleashing of the leftist new American Stasi on some poor woman who didn't do anything. And the cops, and yes, I'm sorry, they're a part of this too. The cops who show up with battering rams to a woman's home because they think she may have been involved in campaign coordination should hang their heads in shame. In shame. They are a disgrace to the badges they carry. It is absolutely unacceptable. How could anyone in our country? We get so outraged about all this different stuff. Oh, we're so outraged about the fact that you can buy boxer shorts with a Confederate flag on them somewhere. How about being outraged about the fact that prosecutors entrusted by the public to do justice with immense, with vast powers to ruin lives are acting like they're DNC hitmen for the cause? Trying to eliminate political rivals, eliminate political threats, do whatever they have to do. This guy's a disgrace. He's a nifong. He is a nifong and should be treated as such. His name should live in infamy across the country. Why am I so sure he missed? Buck, how do you know that he's done this? Oh, well, let's get into some of this. Mr. Chisholm, this is the prosecutor, had campaigned for Governor Walker's Democratic opponent. According to the sworn testimony of Michael Lutz, a former Milwaukee police officer and lawyer who worked in the district attorney's office in 2011, Chisholm allowed his deputies, as many as 70 of whom signed a petition to recall the governor, to post pro-union blue fists on their office walls and attend anti-Walker rallies during office hours. By the way, my friends, that is in fact a criminal offense. You cannot go to political rallies on government time. That's taking money from the public. That's theft of services, as we would have called it in the NYPD. Maybe there's some loophole in Wisconsin where you can do this. But you cannot on the taxpayers' time and dime, send people to a rally. And you certainly can't have blue fists of the union adorning your walls in the midst of a major political fight when you are the prosecutor's office. As Mr. Lutz testified, Milwaukee County District Attorney Chisholm made it his duty to stop Governor Walker from succeeding with Act 10. Apparently, Chisholm's shrill and irritating wife is a union flunky, is like a union organizer, right? So she goes home, she cries, oh, they're destroying the unions. The unions are the heart and soul of America. And this guy goes, oh, okay, honey, let's just find a couple of low-level bureaucrats and ruin their lives and terrify them with the police. This is a disgrace. Ms. Archer ends her piece here by saying, my reputation and career have been damaged beyond repair. But knowing what I know now, there's a clear legal path forward. There should be no place in America where powerful law enforcement officials are allowed to misuse their offices for political purposes. She's darn right. This should become a national cause. This should become a major news story. This guy, if you want to talk about making an example, this prosecutor must be made an example of. There are ways. I mean, the NYPD, I'm very familiar with this. He should be charged with official misconduct, which is a very broad and very sweeping statute that applies. And I'm sure it exists in Wisconsin. It certainly exists in New York City. I'm aware of it in New York City, which really just means that you did stuff that you shouldn't have done, and it's so egregious that they're going to prosecute you for it. What he did should be considered criminal. It's so obvious. It's so blatant. It's so heavy-handed. It's so politicized. We have things, we have laws like the Hatch Act, which prevents any sort of vague federal activity that could be construed as partisan in U.S. federal facilities on government time. And people wave that around. And the people who wave it around, by the way, are also the, you know, make peace, not war, nuclear free zone, leftist, pro-Obama, Prius driving hippies. Yeah, you can't do the Hatch Act, yeah. So I'm sorry, I can't talk about freedom and patriotism and liberty in a federal building, because that obviously is associated with the Republicans, not the commie Democrats. This should be a much bigger issue than it is. And we shouldn't rest until this prosecutor is out of office, done, no longer has a legal license, and I hope he is bankrupted by this lawsuit. And if there's anything I can do to help this woman, anything any one of you can do to help, we absolutely should do it. This is about justice. This is about rule of law. This is about whether we're going to live in some kind of a totalitarian Stasi state or not. The Democrats play filthy dirty. It's time we put a stop to it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-630-6720. That's 800-630-6720.